And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Israeli Defense Forces says it will at times stop fighting in a part of Gaza where international aid organizations have warned of a growing humanitarian crisis. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Despite growing international pressure for a ceasefire, an agreement to halt the fighting still appears distant. More than 8 months since the start of the war in the Palestinian enclave. But Israel's military on Sunday said it would hold daily tactical pauses in combat operations along a main road in southern Gaza to allow more aid to flow into the area. The war erupted when Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel on October 7th, killing 1,200 and taking more than 250 captives, according to Israeli tallies. Israel's retaliatory airstrikes and ground invasion have killed more than 37,000 Palestinians, according to the Gaza Health Ministry. Israeli forces have been closing in on Rafah, where it claims brigades of Hamas fighters remain entrenched.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Nearly 80 countries on Sunday jointly called for the quote-unquote territorial integrity of Ukraine to be the basis for any peace agreement to end Russia's two-year war. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky.
When the action plans for peace are ready, and when every step is worked out, the path will be open for the second peace summit, and thus for ending this war, for a just and lasting peace.
Ukraine 3 years ago reached the quarterfinals of the pandemic-delayed Euro 2020 and the country's most successful European championship to date. A lot has changed since then. The war against the Russian invasion has been going on for 2 years. Ukraine kicks off its Euro 2024 campaign against Romania.